We're going to check weather right now with Pat Pagano, but before I bring Pat Pagano on, I want to remind people yesterday morning when we were talking at 6:48, we were talking about potential for severe thunderstorms. Pat, I asked Pat directly, well, what time would these thunderstorms possibly roll through our area? And he said, well, I think probably starting sometime between 2 and 3. Well, once again, Pat, you were dead on the mark. The thunderstorms started, depending on where you were in our region, in that time. And we had a typical spring day where at one point the temperature was in the 60s. At another point, we had the severe thunderstorms and once again another tornado warning, and cloud rotation was cited by the National Weather Service. And then we had heavy rain and thunder and lightning and wind. And then we had snow, and then the sun came out. What a 2.5 hour period. And once again, Pat, it just goes to show, last year we had two tornadoes in our area and, of course, a tropical storm. This year, already early on, cloud rotation was noted by the National Weather Service. They're going to come and check in Amenia and Kent because it appears there might have been a touchdown or a tornado there. It's not confirmed yet, though. But once again, you know, we look at these extreme weather events, and they do pop up. The thunderstorms are more extreme. The wind's more extreme. It's just really weird.
And you called your dog walker yesterday live on the air and warned her.
You know what? And she did move her car. It's funny. And I was talking to my landlord. He's contacted somebody to bring down the rest of the tree. But there's so many trees that are in so much precarious shape. These men and women that work for these tree companies, they're flat out right now. Flat out. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm trying to prevent damage. So it's, but boy, what a storm that was that came through our area.
Yeah, Shirley was shaking like you couldn't believe. Yeah, because she's very afraid of thunder and lightning. So until it all passed, she was not good. And you could tell she was really scared, even if she wasn't shivering, because one of her favorite things to eat is liverwurst. And I cut a little piece to give it to her, and she turned her head.
Yeah, no, when they get that scared, there's nothing you can do.
There's nothing.
You know, Emma, my cat, is that way. She'll run and hide 10 or 15 minutes before a big storm comes whooping up. She just knows it's coming. And I used to have a black lab. Oh, lucky. Lucky knew 35 to 45 minutes before
coming.
Yeah, they're just and you know what, they have all these jackets. There's nothing you can do but hopefully let them be as calm as you can be, you know.
Right. Yep, they're absolutely correct. And we don't have to worry about that today, although there's still some flurries around. They're coming off of the Great Lakes, believe it or not. Blustery March, like some sun, a shower, whether it be rain or snow. Top temp today, 50. Tonight, low 30s, clear and brisk. Partly sunny and breezy, 60 Friday. Sun and clouds, 65 to 70 Saturday. And then we have periods of rain Sunday in the mid-50s. Now, once that system goes by, Marshall, next week is going to be a dry week. It is also going to be a summer-like week.
Good.
We are going to be in the 70s and near 80 degrees.
Good.
So a warm, dry week coming up next week. If you have to do things outdoors, you'll have ample time and days to do that. It does look like a nice week coming up for the last week of April.
So that means probably on Sunday during the rain, I'll set up my air conditioners.
That's a good idea.
Because if it's going to be like a summer-like, once you put them in, even if I don't use the air conditioner in my bedroom, I'll use the fan, because once you get used to having that fan going for the air conditioning, when you don't have it at the end of the summer, it's hard to get to sleep because you're so used to it. So I'll set both my ACs up on Sunday, just in case it gets a little uncomfortable in the house.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think it'll be humid, but it will get warm. There's no doubt about that. So that's something to look forward to. There was a funnel cloud sighted in Dutchess County. Never touched the ground.
Was that the one by Amenia and Dover Plains?
Yes.
Yeah. The reason the National Weather Service is going to come out, because there was damage in Armenia and in some portions over there, and also there was damage in Kent. And they're great. They come out, and whether you invite them out or not, they come out because they want to verify totally what happened.
Yeah. And that's a good thing that they do that. So we can use that information with the next front. That may be the same. And, you know, this one was really, in my opinion, this one was really forecast way in advance.
Oh, yeah, you did a great job. It's funny. Jill asked me at one time when she came in, she goes, can we really have severe thunderstorms when it's only 60-some degrees? I said, absolutely. The temperature really doesn't have anything to do with it.
No, not at all. It's all, you know, it's all the parameters that go. I mean, you could have a severe thunderstorm in the 40s. So, you know, maybe not as severe as it would be if it was in the 70s and 80s, but still severe and with strong winds. And that was a, you know, interesting afternoon for me. I took my yoga class, which I normally do. It's called restorative yoga. I take it Wednesday night, 7 to 8 o'clock. And I love the class because it really is a stress-reducing, relaxing class. And it really, that's why they give it at night. Because they figure, you know, a lot of people after work could take the class and get totally relaxed if they had a stressed day. This is the third time, folks. The third time. At the end of the class, she puts you into the position, a resting position, and she has music on. And this is where you just suppose, just let everything go and just be as calm as you possibly can be. Well, it obviously worked because the class was over at 8. I woke up at 8:15. Third time I fell asleep in Louise's class.
In that position.
In that position, yes. And, you know, when I tell her, she laughs because she said, well, obviously the class is working. She said, that's what it's meant to do. She said, it is meant to totally relax you. She said, and if you're that relaxed that you could fall asleep, she says, then I'm doing my job. And she is. She's done yoga for 32 years. She's marvelous. She is marvelous. I love her. And I pay for that class separately. And I really, really do love it. Now, today, she has a class from 4 to 5 that I take that is not restorative. It is advanced yoga. And we work hard. We work real hard. By the time she puts us into the final resting position, I'm just trying to catch my breath. So there's no way I fall asleep in that class.
Imagine if you were in the class, though, actually, and you fell asleep and fell over on somebody.
Could you imagine? Oh, well, no, you're really far. Okay. You're distant away. And now in COVID times, if you were in the classroom now, you would be at least 6 feet away. I'll tell you, I was at least 6 feet away before COVID. Because, you know, in yoga, you have, a lot of times you have to spread out your hands, you have to spread out your legs, so you need a lot of room.
So. Well, the only time I've ever fallen, years ago, back in the 80s, here at Rob, when I was at WKNY, and Dale Jones and I had a morning show, we used to do an interview segment. And back in those days, I used to stay out till like 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock in the morning and come into work at 5 a.m. A couple of times I fell asleep doing an interview. And Dale Jones had to kick me under the counter to wake me up.
Is KNY still existing?
Yeah, but they're over in Red Hook, New York now. They moved away and they went to Red Hook, New York. So it's just us. But no, but that's true. I would fall asleep. And it wouldn't be totally fall asleep, but my eyes would shut and my head would start to... And so Dale would have to kick me to wake me up.
That's very, very funny. I told you we did the weather for KMY many years ago.
Oh, well, yeah. It's because when you did the weather for KMY, I was the one that brought you on. But then of course I got fired because I didn't get along with the owners.
Okay. And what was the station that used to be in Poughkeepsie? We did that too. I can't remember the call letters.
Was it WHVW?
No.
No. Trying to think, 98 Fame?
No, it sounded. Was it K E O or
K 104?
No, can't remember the station.
Right, well,
but we used to do one there too. Actually, I didn't do it. Craig, Craig Weiner did it, who is now Craig Allen. Craig Weiner used to be the guy on KMY and the one in Poughkeepsie. I just can't remember the name of it, but that goes back a long, long time ago.
Yeah.
Long time ago.
Well, we've been doing this a long time.
Too long, huh, Marshall?
Nah, it's never too long. What else are we going to do? Really?
Well, that's true.
What else are we trained to do, Pat?
Yeah, that is very true, because I can't sit around doing nothing, that's
no,
for sure.
I can't either. As much as you get tired someday and you get what else would we do? We're not even capable of flipping hamburgers in a hamburger joint.
I'm not good at barbecuing, so that takes that in.
Okay, but,
I'll tell you what I would like to do. If I could retire,
yeah.
You know what I would love to do? I would love to do a seminar circuit.
Yeah.
Go around and do seminars, on different topics of meteorology. Hurricane season, talk about hurricane season. Winter, talk about the winter season. And just talk about global warming, and things like that. I would love to do it, but people tell me it's very hard to get into that circuit.
Yeah, it is. By the way, Bob Reamer, W-E-O-K.
W-E-O-K, he's
yeah.
got it.
W-E-O-K,
it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yes, the radio circuit. Maybe you and I should write a book, and we'll just call it 6:48 Monday through Friday, and we'll talk about our experiences.
Could you imagine? I bet you we could fill that book up.
I bet you we could fill that book up, and I bet you people would buy it.
Yeah, if we only had pictures to go along with it.
That's right, but we have to keep our pictures out of there. That's right. Yeah. All right, Pat, I will check with you tomorrow.
All right, sounds good.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center with a check on our tri-state forecast and also reminiscing back through the radio years.